We're up to Simon Yud, page Samach Vav. Page Samach Vav, Simon Yud, Sifkotan Beis. Zman Hanachosim Baboiker. When is the earliest time a person can put on tefillin in the morning? So it says here in the Kitzur, Mishayir Eschaveroi, Harogel Imoik Tsas, Berichok Dalid Amos Viyakirenu. He says a lot of words. There are a lot of words here in which makes this halacha extremely complicated. There are many different opinions. One exactly is Mishayakir. Look at the words. He says here, you have to be able to recognize your friend, Harogel Imoik Tsas, that you're a little familiar with, not a lot, not a friend that you know too much well. If you know him too well, you don't go to koil with him every morning, that doesn't qualify for Mishayak, because you know him too well. You have to know someone that you only know occasionally, Ktsas. Berichuk Dal Amos, how far must he be standing at a distance of 4 Amos, which is between 6 and 8 feet, the Yakirenu. And you have to recognize who this person is. So we have here 6 to 8 feet, it's dark, it's getting light, it's dawn, and you know him slightly, and you recognize him, that already is the time when already you can put on tefillin. Okay, let's go further. We'll come to the Shem in a few moments. Achar shlovas satalis manichas tefillin. When do you put on the tefillin? Tefillin is put on after the talis. V'ha demakdimina and esat tzitzis l'tefillin. Why? What's the reason why we put on tzitzis before tefillin? Mishum demitzvas tzitzis tedira yoiser. Because the classic rule of shenaheges bein b'chol bein b'shabes v'yamtiv, the mitzvah of tzitzis is fulfilled on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, whereas tefillin are only fulfilled on during the Chol. El mitzvah tefillin in the Heges Ella, it's only fulfilled Ella the Chol the Kaimulon Tadir v'she'enoi Tadir Kaidem. Okay, so this is a classic halacha, a classic example of Tadir v'she'enoi Tadir. That's why we do the mitzvah of tzitzis on first, and then we do the mitzvah of talis. However, he does point out this can happen, and this does happen. The impoga tchila between the person somehow comes in contact with tefillin first. He opens up his talis bag, and he happens to already be touching the tefillin. Then afal pi shehein b'soich kisan, even though you, according to the kitzur, is very machmir, even though you, if you just happen to be holding on to the most people have a very large talis bag, and in the talis bag you have another tefillin bag, and then the talis is wrapped on top. If you happen by mistake to open up your talis bag and now make contact with your tefillin bag, even though they're still in the kiss, afal pi shehein b'soich kisan, so he's very machmir, tzorich la'nichon tchilo, you have to put them on first. So we'll read the kitzur. The achar kach yisatef betalis. Why? Because of a new principle, mishum de'ein ma'avirin al hamitzos. The chsiv, it says, ushmartem es ha-matzos, kari bey es ha-mitzos. Don't read it only matzos, read it mitzvos. Mitzvah habo liyotcha al tach mitzena, a mitzvah which comes liyotcha, literally, pun intended, a mitzvah that comes liyotcha, comes your way, if the tefillin come into your hand, don't let the mitzvah sour, and take advantage, put on the tefillin immediately. Now you'll ask a question, kovet habrios, gadol kovet habrios shedoich elois haseh shebetorah. A person comes to Shulon Shabbos, and his talis is posel. You're allowed, you have no other talis, the shul is out of talisos. And the only thing you can do is put on your talis that's possible, and by doing so you're going to be revatal in mitzvah saseh, you're allowed to. God will cover habriya shadoich eloi saseh shebetorah. So you would expect that if you come to shul and there are 100 people and in front of you come late, everyone is watching, you're putting on your talis and tefillin, you put on your tefillin first, they're going to look at you. Sky, what got into him? He's putting on the tefillin before the talis. He doesn't know such a simple halacha. Is it not embarrassing? Why don't we say God will cover habrios? The answer is no. Ushmartem es hamatzos, ein ma'avirin al hamitzos. An incredible chiddush is more chomor than a bittul mitzvah saseh. You can put on a talis with tzitzit apostle, not to be embarrassed, but the embarrassment of putting on tefillin before putting on a talis, it's embarrassing, no? I would imagine it's embarrassing to put on the tefillin before you put on the talis. Ushmartem es ha
Matzos al tikri matzos al mitzos mitzah bol yotcha al tach mitzena is more important than embarrassment. So what's the pshat? I don't know what.
Shouldn't.
You have to. That's what it says.
No, within if you have a bear for both.
What? If you have the classic case, you have a talus bag, and in the talus bag you have the tefillin bag. You should be careful to put the talus, to wrap the talus over the tefillin bag.
Yeah, you don't wrap it over. And a lot of people put this tefillin in the last.
You got to push the tefillin all the way in.
You can't do that.
Because when you open up the talus bag the next morning, the first thing you have to encounter is the talus. If you encounter the tefillin first, you have a very big problem. And I've read this over here in the Shurim of Halacha, that there is even an opinion, such an extreme. You're coming into the room. Let's say you're coming into a room, you're walking in, and my tefillin on this table, and the talus is on the back table. And you have to pass this table to get to the talus. There are, I don't think we paskel halacha, but there are definitely, I think he brings it down, there are definitely rishonim that hold ein ma'avirin al hamizlav dafka biyodayim. He's discussing a case already a little bit of an extreme. It's really in my hands. I open up my bag and I have in my hands my tefillin. No, even if it's not in your hands, if I'm passing ein ma'avirin, if I have to walk to the end of the room, and when I walk to the end of the room, I'm first going to pass my tefillin, you must put on the tefillin first if you want to be kind of both mitzvahs. Now, you put on the tefillin first and then you put on the talus later on. Busha? I don't know, you don't say. Maybe the only slur I can think of is because it's a short time, busha. It's not going to last very long. You'll put on the tefillin, very quickly you'll put on the talus. It'll only take 10 seconds. But if you come to davening and you're going to sit davening for 2 hours through the drasha and through the seven aliyahs and the long chazonis, shachas and musaf, and you're not going to be wearing a talus, you can't sustain busha. Busha, you can suffer for a moment, but to stain busha for a long period of time, that already could be, that's where we apply this idea of gadol kavod habrios. You have other examples of wearing shatnis midrabanan. Person is in shul, and someone says, I have some bad news to tell you. Your suit is shatnis. Are you mechuyev to take off the suit in public? Take off your clothing in public? So it depends. There are different types of shatnis. If it's shatnis deraisa, you got a big problem. If it's shatnis derabanan, if not mistaken, you can go into a room. You have a delay. You have a grace period. Are you wearing shatnis midrabanan? Gadol kavod habrios. Also, you'll ask, but they're also, it's only for a moment. That's a lot of busha. There are different madregos of busha. There are different madregos of busha, and there is an inyan of the duration of the busha. So when it comes to wearing, taking off your clothing in front of the whole tzibur, that's extremely embarrassing. Then there's an inyan of gadol kavod habrios. Even if it's a light busha, but if it has to be sustained for a long period of time, that's also very painful. But here, l'chayra, putting on your talus and tefillin, it's what it says. It's embarrassing, definitely is embarrassing, no question about it. But it appears that it's not the level where Chazal got into the picture of gadol kavod habrios shedoyche loisaseh shebetara. Here it's not a loisaseh, here it's only a ushmartimes hamitzos. So you're being over on aseh. You're being over on aseh, b'kum b'shevel taseh, is why is a chore worse than not putting on tzitz on a beged of da'al k'navos. Okay, let's see over here some of the shrims of halacha. Yeah.
I think another reason because milam b'kodesh and maridim b'kodesh.
Yeah.
Talus is only like you would.
It's tashmishe mitzvah until the tashmishe kedusha.
So once you reach for the mitzvah kedusha.
Okay, you've heard that could be okay. That's an idea, but that idea is only applied is used in how you treat these objects. But as far as the kiyam hamitzvahs are concerned, a kiyam hamitzvah. I don't know if it plays a factor.
It's like in tefillin, for example, you reach for the shorosh first, you still have to go look at
the because right,
the seder of the pasuk.
Exactly. That you have no choice. There you have to go out of order. Correct. We can talk about that. That we're going to get to. Okay, let's go through some of these in Yanim. Now, we didn't finish up all of the Shem B'Sanam from last time.
Let me just see what we got up to. Let's talk back from Vav. I believe we're up to Vav. Okay, back to Shi'onim Mitzvah Vav. It talks about the tefillin, they have to be properly Shi'u Mitzvukonim Ushukhoyim. The tefillin must be perfect and it must be black. I'm a primogodim. The cotton possible b'chol tigun asiyos. The cotton is not allowed to prepare, participate in the tikkun of the tefillin. V'hainu hashcharoson. They're not allowed to make them black. A child wants to blacken your etzuos. You have the paint. By the way, if you have blacken your etzuos, you must be very careful to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. So let's say a child wants to paint the tefillin for you. V'hainu hashchoson. So he paskins that it is osir because it's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva, and his kavan is not a kavan. However, over mishpat sois over ish lavram chozar mizev hitel lahashchay dekaton im godlo milgaba v'yitzavel lahashchay l'shma. He disagrees. This is the common, very common machlokes when it comes to all the different yonah. If you have a godol oim al gabav, an adult is standing and telling a child, "I want you to do it l'shem mitzvahs." Tefillin, does it help? So goy, generally it does not help. But a katan, it does help. That's at least the opinion of the Mishpat Sois and Eish Lavram. V'yayin b'keses ha-soifer, so here the Shi'arim Mitzuyonim Ba'alach is telling us to look at the Sefer of the other Sefer of the of Gansfried, the Keses ha-soifer, was authored by the same chaber of the kids Shulchan Aruch, Shehela lehachshir al yidei isha ladei katan be'oim dal gabov. He paskins halach lemaisa that if you instruct, if an adult tells a child or a woman to make the tefillin l'shma, it is kosher. Uvas shailus v'shuvas mahar shag. Choylik olav, he disagrees. I'm a mishnebura. The mutter al yidei isha lehachshir dehi yodas lasas l'shma. Aval dek ayin yehudi ayin katan einoi mutter. Rak im yesh omid al gabam. That an isha can darken the tefillin. A woman can participate l'shma. You do not need to instruct her. She can do it on her own. But a non-Jew and a child, it is possible unless rak im yesh omid al gabam. Uveber halacha sham kosav shemotze behedye b'shlash shuvus maran. Lublin, that the ritzuos are more akal than making the batim and writing the parashios. So when it comes to writing the parashios and making the batim, that we're more machmir, but darkening the ritzuos, there's more ground to be lenient. But nevertheless, of course, it goes without saying that it must be on l'shma, and if they're not on l'shma, you got a big problem. Big problem with the Ritsuos. So if someone takes a magic marker and he darkens the Ritsuos, you got a big problem. There are definitely posts that say that it's kosher, because why else will you be darkening it? Of course you darken the L'shem with L'shem Ritsuos. But a lot of posts are machmer. They say no. If you didn't say L'shem Mitzas Tzilin, you got a big problem. And it doesn't help to go and take the magic marker and go over the same exact spot, do it again. Once it's dark, it's dark. So in case you buy those pens or that ink, just be very careful before you darken your tefillin to say the words L'shem Mitzvahs Tefillin or L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. Doesn't matter, either or. Zayin. Shnivsku HaTfiros, he has very clear that the Tfiros, the stitch are not broken. I am because the Sefer, Shim Nifsak Shet Tfiros, Sevet Sadzeh, Harehim Psulim Misofik. If two Tfiros are broken, Zemit Sadzeh, it's Psulim Misofik, Vim Ein Lo Acher, Yanichim Lo Bracha. So if there are 12 stitches, you take your Tfilin, if you take your tefillin and you turn them both on top and on the bottom, the tefiros go in and out. Most of us have gassos, so the stitches are etched along a path. There's a path. You have the titura. The titura is the part of the tefillin which comes out, and you have 12 different sets of stitches. Those stitches have to be perfectly square. It's not just enough that the batim are perfectly square. The top part of the bias and the titura are perfectly square, but the stitches that sew the bias together must be also a perfect square. If you have gassos, you have the advantage that the parched, the thickness of the bias, it's so thick, they're able to etch a path, a perfectly square path on the top and on the bottom, and the stitches are inserted in that path, so it will almost never happen that they will become not perfectly square. Or the gidim, which are used to sew the bias together, will be nifsak. But if you're dealing, you have tefillin which are dakois, then you have two problems. It can get a little bit out of, it lose its perfectly square shape, and sometimes the stitching can become cut. So if two of those sections are cut next to each other, you have a very big problem. If you can make a bracha, if it's can be possible, shem nifsak shtei tefilos sebit tzadzeh, one opposite the other, harehim psulim lepsulim yitzavik ve'im ein lo achirim yanichim beloy bracha. V'yayim v'shneburo shekosav shem nifsak shtei tefilos yanichim bebracha. He disagrees. If you have tefillin and you have two different sections that are next to each other are cut, you can make a bracha. But if three sections are cut, then you cannot make a bracha. Boloi bracha. Uviyoyser yeish ladatnik al hakronos. Now the halacha ches. You have to be very careful that the kronos are perfectly square. Einar hashulchan. Di merse ki ogul. Kitsas bik tsoyseha. If it looks a little bit round in the corners, it's possible. It's very common for the corners to get rubbed out, to become circles. You don't have to worry if it gets round, a little bit. But a lot, you have to. If the corners of the bottom are completely ruined, then scalpel legamri. Only when the corner is completely ruined, the asa ogul, the loibe mixas. But if it's a little bit rounded, then it is still okay. V'ayim shal shuvas chesel yavram shakosav the kol shenase behechshev niskalkachach the kol shenase behechshev niskalkal acharkach the beoidon. I know the word is. V'niskalkel achar kach. I'm not sure what that word is. Yesh lahach she'oid kol she'ein agula ke'am guza, like a nut. As long as the tefillah are not round like a nut. V'chein kosa b'shas n'shuvah simer yoshe v'kol she'ein nira le'inayim yesh lahokel, as long as the nira le'inayim yesh lahokel. So basically what he's saying is there are two different madrigas of tefillin. There are tefillin which are made 100% kosher. If the tefillin were once upon a time perfectly square and later they got rounded, you need them to get more rounded to become puzzle than if they were never kosher to begin with. And this is not okay most of us because said the tzumar Hashem are nice and square and perfect. Test. Ein lechasa is tefillin shalosh. We learned this last time that when you daven, you should not cover the tefillin shalosh. You should keep the tefillin shalosh exposed. Ayin b'shas and shuvus machse avram. B'shas and shuvus yevin yikara. Dimshach lochasu atik mishal roish. V'nisham munich alav ad alach hasheser tefillin. Yachzor v'yanichim b'lo bracha. If you forget to take the tick off, you have to put the tefillin back on. We mentioned this last time that today we have the big tray. Today the whole tefillin is put in a big box. But have you ever seen the old tefillin? I've seen the old tefillin. So they didn't have a whole box for the tefillin. They just had a little teeny tick that you put on top of the shel rosh, and you'd wrap the ritzus around the titura. If you forget to take off that protective piece on the tefillin shel rosh, and you put it on, you have to put on the tefillin again, because the purpose of the tefillin shel rosh is v'rohu kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha. And if your tefillin not exposed when you wear the tefillin, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin the way it was meant to be, and therefore you have to put the tefillin again. And that's how we learned last time that when you died, we mentioned this above, that you should be careful not to completely cover the tefillin with your talus, because since the tefillin are meant to be exposed, if you're going to take your talus and drape them around your tefillin, or no one can peek and see your tefillin, that runs against the theme of the way the tefillin shel rosh are meant to be worn. Now that's not as bad, because there is the talus which is primarily covering your head. It's not primarily covering the tefillin. But if you have the tefillin, you have the tick, you have the cover which is meant to cover the tefillin shel rosh and still on it, then you have a real problem. You must remove it. You must take off the tefillin and make a new bracha. Yeah.
Shel yad comes with that.
Yeah, should be covered. The tefillin, yes, tefillin shel yad is v'hayol l'chalaos. It's not like the good point. It's not like the tefillin shel rosh, and that there is no problem whatsoever covering. And in fact, it should be covered. It should be covered while you wear it with that box that keeps it protected. It should not, the corner should not get rubbed out. Yes.
But it's not a,
what?
I lost the box.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. You don't need the box. That's a minor innovation. But there's no issue. The only issue of that the tefillin should be exposed to the tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel yad can be covered, can be covered over with your shirt, and you can use the box they give you. In fact, they put the box on permanently, that should remain there, but make sure the box is cut out, that the yud touches the bias itself. There should not be anything that's mafsik between the yud and the bias. Sometimes you put the box on the wrong way, then the box is a mafsik between the yud and the bias. That's no good. You have to be careful that the box is put on a way where it's open and the yud, the ritzuos, are directly making contact with the bias. They take the gid, a lot of the stuff, they tie it inside with sinew in order to make sure the yud is permanently attached. If it's not permanently attached, it's also okay. But the evidence kosher if the yud is not touching the bias. It should be touching the bias, but there are many poskim that say that the evidence kosher. Okay, let's see over here further. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind, that the tefillin shel rosh shall be exposed when you daven and not to use the talis to cover it entirely. Next, halacha, v'ayin b'shalos v'shuvah sichun Yehuda, shevi b'shem hamaram, shik, shetziva le'oniach ha'tik al tefillin shel yad. So this that we learned so far only concerns the tefillin shel rosh. But the tefillin shel yad, he gave a tzava that you shall cover it. Shelo yiskalkel haribua, so that the squareness should not be ruined. Aval ayin b'shalos v'shuvah teshuvah shai, shekosav le'esra. He disagrees. Fevig tzas raya mitoisvis minochos, that it is osir. V'ayachem b'shalos v'shuvah arugas aboyse, v'shalos v'shuvah yad yitzor, v'shalos v'shuvah l'vushim Mordechai, kulom kosu le'esor, v'huvu b'ma'asif l'cholamachnos. But I have to tell you, the minig is not. The minig ha'olam is to follow what it says from the Maram Shik, and it should be covered. It will preserve the ribua. You want to protect your tefillin. They're delicate, and you want to make sure they are perfectly square. So there is no issue with having your tefillin shel yad covered. This clearly is the minig. I've always seen this, but all big people, they have their tefillin shel yad covered with the box while they're wearing it. He does bring down, there are other people that disagree, they compare the tefillin shel yad to the tefillin shel rosh. Just like the tefillin shel rosh, v'rohu kol am ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikru lecha, there is some inyan that the tefillin shel yad also should be exposed. But that's not the common minig. The common minig is v'hoya l'cholos, it's for you, and for you means you can have it covered. And adrabo, the more you cover it, the more you protect it, the better it is to make sure you're wearing kosher tefillin. Okay, now we come to what we started today. The Zman Hanochasim Boker is Mishiyaker. Mishiyaker, there are different opinions of Mishiyaker. Some learn that it's about 50 minutes before sunrise. Some will tell you it's a little bit less. It's 40 minutes before sunrise, 42 minutes, 41 minutes, 48 minutes. There are different opinions. If you go take out a calendar, they'll give you different opinions in the calendar, different opinions, but it's approximately about 50 minutes before sunrise. Sunrise is Mishaolam HaShachar. The day begins, most of us follow the opinion, the day begins the Amud HaShachar, dawn is 72 minutes. So the day begins 72 minutes before sunrise, and you can start davening, and you can even daven Shemona Esrei. There's no question, you can daven Shemona Esrei, you can daven the entire davening. Problem is, you can't put on tefillin. You can daven, but you can't put on talis and tefillin until Mishayakir. So what do many people do? They start davening, they start brachos, and they do everything until Baruch Hu, and they put on their tefillin as well. And then by the time they get to Baruch Hu, it's Mishayakir, and after you say Baruch Hu, you should not make the Baruch Hu before Baruch Hu. That's a half, so we'll never learn later on. You should wait, you should finish Psukei de Zimra. Psukei de Zimra end with the Baruch Hu of Yishtabach. And before the Shatz says Kaddish, everyone puts on their tefillin, or if you already have your tefillin on, you just move the tefillin out of place, and you make the bracha. You first make the bracha on tzitzis, and then you make the bracha on tefillin, and you're already wearing. You're putting on you can put on the talis and tefillin before the zman. It's just that you do not yet make the bracha, and you make the bracha after the time of mishayale amud hashachar. But technically speaking, you could already finish the whole shemona esrei. You could daven the whole shemona esrei, and you can finish the whole davening before mishayakir. There's a problem. problem with that. The problem with that is that you're saying Kriya Shema without tefillin. So you're being made Eidus Sheker. You're saying there's a very big hakpada that when you daven Shachris, you should say your Kriya Shema while you are wearing tefillin. So if you're going to daven the entire davening before the Zman of Mishayakir, you're not wearing the tefillin when you say Kriya Shema. But for Shemona Esrei, there's really no issue. There's no issue because Shemona Esrei, you don't need to technically be wearing tefillin for the Shemona Esrei. And technically, what you can really do is you can just daven the Shemona Esrei first. You can daven the Shemona Esrei, and then you can say the Birchas Kriya Shema afterwards. That's Shleika Seder. You're losing out on being Samech Gula Litzvila. So you can play around, and you can have a solution to every problem. Technically, I'll daven my Shemona Esrei first. It's dawn. It's 72 minutes before sunrise. I'll daven Shemona Esrei. And then after Shemona Esrei is over, I'll put on my talis and tefillin and daven everything from the beginning of Shemona Esrei and the Birchas Kriya Shema. The only thing that you lost out on is you lost on being Soinech Geula Litzvila. You did not say Goal Yisrael and then say the Shemona Esrei, which is a serious matter. So the other solution is, so you daven everything in order. But it's too early to put on talis and tefillin. So you put on talis and tefillin first. And then when you have the Baruch Hu, then you make the brachas. Yeah.
If you have already put your tefillin on, you make both brachas?
Later, yes, both brachas. Absolutely. Absolutely. After Yishtabach, make both brachas. After Yishtabach. Very, yeah.
I had this problem multiple times in my life.
What?
Traveling.
Absolutely. No, traveling. Work, yeah.
Things, yeah. I'm going to tell you that Reb Moshe, I found the Shabbos in Shuvah. He says you can put on tefillin. The problem is talis. You can put on tefillin before, as long as you're not going back.
You put on tefillin, as long as you're not going back, you make a bracha. You can make a bracha.
Rabbi Herbst.
Okay. Because the tefillin is not afila belayla. Rav Moshe is going with the shita. I'm assuming he's going with the shita.
And I know 30 years ago everybody did this.
They made a bracha on tefillin.
We had a minyan that started at 6, so there were certain.
Sure.
Then the charedim came.
And what do they do?
You have to wait.
To what? To make the bracha on tefillin.
You have to wait. You can't daven. You have to daven straight. They didn't want to put it on.
No, they do it today. They daven today. Very commonly daven today. Early minyan. Yeah?
They might daven to use nothing.
Land out. They
went straight.
You went all the way over. You went all the way. You did the whole. You did everything. And then what did you do? What did you do exactly? You daven the whole davening. You put on tefillin.
The question was talis.
And tefillin you put on in the middle of the night.
You put it on the middle of the night.
And you made a bracha.
What happens to people that work? That work the morning shift.
Like Russia. The sun goes up at 8 o'clock in the winter.
Personally in the
what do you do?
And later I found this heter.
Okay. So let's understand the heter. The heter appears to be working. I think we have a little more here. We'll explain a little more. We're going to have a little bit more. We'll go a little more over here. But basically, the heter appears to be working with the assumption that Me'ikar Hadin Tfilin can be worn at night. You can wear a tefillin. It's Zman Hanachas and Belayla. So why don't we wear a tefillin at night? Why is the minhag oil when you don't sleep? Because you may fall asleep. You're going to fall asleep and Shema Yafiach Bohem, you're going to pass gas. But if you woke, I already slept. And I woke up, I'm already finished, I'm going to work, so now, even though it's Laila, I'm not going, the whole reason of Shema Yafiach Bohem doesn't apply, because I already went to sleep. So you can get up, put on the tefillin, and make a barach. And you're done, and you will mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin bayom. You did tefillin on this very day, even if you finish your tefillin, you finish before Amurash, it's already day. It's already Alois HaShachar, the day has begun, it's too early for the Zman of tefillin. Or even if it's at night, even if it's Mamish.
Doesn't require Alois HaShachar.
But you have to daven after Alois HaShachar, that you can't do.
No, he's
saying. You can't daven Shachar for Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar.
I don't remember. He said you can put on
tefillin. Okay. But Rav Moshe doesn't hold you can daven before Alois HaShachar. That can't be. You can't daven Shachar.
The halacha was based on that it was you weren't going to be able to put on tefillin.
Right. Okay.
It was do or die. It was do it now. Why not do it today?
And as long as
so that was. what the situation was. This was the best of
okay.
You had this question on Moshe in Russia.
But Talis, everyone agrees, Talis is only by day. So then you have to be Mishayakir. 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 But davening, first of all, Moshe has his shita in Alois HaShachar, something like 90 minutes. And Moshe is a very early Alois HaShachar. All these calendars today, it's very interesting. I used to do the calendar for my father's shul. So we used to follow Moshe's calendar. Moshe in America held that 50 minutes after sunset is already a Shabbos. Yeshiva Shalom, they wait 72 minutes. So it was 60 minutes. 60 and 72. Moshe, as he writes in the Shuvah, 50 minutes. 50 minutes for a deraisa. For a deraisa is more than enough. For a derabanan, 41 minutes. Or 42 minutes, I think 41 minutes. 40 as a cheshbon of percentage, 41 minutes. So on the calendar, we always follow Rav Moshe. For Mitzvah Shabbos, Shabbos ends 50 minutes after sunset, and Ma'ariv Daven a little bit before that. And for Dirabonans, for example, Sfira So'imer, Bezman Hazeh, according to 90% of the Pesachim, is only Dirabonan. So Sfira, during the weekday, you only have to wait 41 minutes when you can say Sfira So'imer. Now comes a fast day. Fast day, when does the fast begin? The fast begins Alois HaShachar, dawn. Not Mishayakir. It begins when the day begins. So you take out Rav Moshe's calendar, and it says Alois HaShachar. It's like an hour before, I don't know exactly, an hour before the Alois HaShachar in the standard yeshivish calendars that have Shabbos ending 72 minutes. Why? Because Rav Moshe had a different sheet in how you calculate the beginning of the day. And he learned the beginning of the day begins... The beginning of the day begins much earlier than the average calculation of 72 minutes before sunrise. But that resulted in a very big chumrah of when does the fast begin? And most people are not going to get up, and not willing to get up 4 o'clock in the morning to eat before they want to wait until 5 o'clock, until 5:30. So we always follow, we always make, we took the coolest of both ends. Shabbos is over 50 minutes, but the fast always began 72 minutes before sunrise. But according to Rav Moshe, if you need to be makel, like what you're saying, your situation, a person needs to daven shacharis very early. You can't daven shacharis until Alois HaShachar. That's clear. That's Shulchan Aruch. So when is Alois HaShachar? So Rav Moshe had a very early Alois HaShachar. And then once Alois HaShachar, you can put on tefillin, even though it's too early.
No, but he's saying you can before that.
You can't daven shacharis, not shayach.
You might not be able to daven, you can put on
tefillah. Right, you go to the middle of the night.
When you get to the thing in Binyanim in the city,
yeah.
6 o'clock.
Why don't they put the tefillah on in the morning? These guys don't put their tefillah on.
Because they go like we learn the Ketz Shulchan Aruch. They go on the Chumrah. This is a Chumrah. This is exactly what says the Ketz Shulchan Aruch. Look what it says. The Ketz Shulchan Aruch says, Zman hanachasim avoykem mishayire eschaveir haragilim oktsas brich dal ramas. This is the Ketz Shulchan Aruch. That's Shulchan Aruch as well.
You said
15
minutes? Is that
Shabbos ends?
No, 15 minutes before.
No, before sunrise. Moshe says something like 90 minutes.
No, it
varies throughout the year.
Usual.
Oh yeah, it's about 50. It's about 50 minutes. Yes, Mishayakir is 50 minutes. The day begins. Typically, most people today in this neighborhood, in this community, and throughout America, will daven shacharis. Will begin davening shacharis 72 minutes before sunrise, but will not make a bracha on their talis. And that's what it says here in the Ketz Shulchan Aruch. It says Shulchan Aruch also. Mishayakir is for Zman Hanachas and Tulin is Mishayakir is when it's a little bit later as Chaveroi Harogim Oktzas Vichudal Ramas Vyakrenu is about 15 minutes. I'll tell you the exact Zman in the future. Let's just see one of the Rabbis. Let's just see here one paragraph, then we'll stop. Okay, one paragraph. Zman Hanachasan Bebeikir Ayim Shulchan Aruch Rogin Avram Dimidereisa. Exactly what you said. Midiraisa mutu lahanicham balayla. You can put on tefillin in the middle of the night. The kaimalon layla of zman tefillin. Ella she rabbeinu osur. Why? Shema yishkechem v'yishan bohem. The reason why we don't do this is because you may fall asleep, and you may fall asleep with your tefillin on. And what's so terrible? You'll fall asleep with your tefillin on. You're not in control of your body. and you may pass gas, and that's not, it's a zilzul for the kedusha of the tefillin. The ayin b'shal shul shalom eshev d'biyomas achav in the wintertime shimei anei ano shayimei a inyonim heim shayimei that if days, the cloudy days, foggy days, and you don't have a clock and you don't have a watch to tell you exactly what time it is, you don't have a calculation, you know, you go outside and you can't really recognize it's really Mishayak. If not Mishayak, you're, you know, alright, it's approximately the time. If it's approximately the time, you can be Mekel Lechatchila. Okay, so we'll pick up with this. We won't do this, maybe this part now. I'll do this for tomorrow. We'll spend more time on this tomorrow. We'll stop here. Let's take a break, a few minutes, and then I'll do with you a little bit about Shushan Purim. In Yonei Shushan Purim.